You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Shenanigan is a wonderful word to describe the kind of nonsense that we can describe with another wonderful word, skullduggery.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
And I like the word shenanigan. It makes me think of stern warning from mothers about not getting into any shenanigans while they're out.
And let's look at what you just did there, which is you said, I really like the word shenanigan. And then when you used a quote, you said no shenanigans.
Oh, I made it plural. I didn't even think about that.
Do you think you ever use the word in the singular?
You know, except in that instance, I don't think I do. I think it's usually plural for me.
And that was my first reaction too, was I think I only talk about shenanigans that people are doing or should not be doing. But I have gotten my head around the singular shenanigan, as I will explain. Let's start with the origins of shenanigan. This is going to be a little disappointing because we're not entirely sure where this word comes from. The Oxford English Dictionary plays it safe. They say etymology uncertain. Michael Quinion on his blog Worldwide Words talks about multiple possibilities. It might be Irish. It might be coming from an East Anglian dialect word, Spanish, German. There are a few possibilities for this word. It could mean a devious trick. That's one of the ways Merriam-Webster defines it. Or really mischief, troublemaking, those kinds of shenanigans. I will note that this was the word of the day for Merriam-Webster in June of 2018. Now, shenanigan, you will see it more often in the plural than in the singular, but let's see if this sounds like something you might say. The mayor's latest shenanigan.
Yeah, I could see that. That sounds right to me.
Yeah, or I thought, oh, I could say to someone, if you pull that shenanigan again, I'm going to get even angrier.
Well, you're talking about a specific shenanigan.
Exactly right. So one isolated shenanigan as opposed to shenanigans in general. I looked in the corpus of contemporary American English to see what kind of shenanigans we typically talk about. At the top of the list are financial shenanigans, as well as accounting shenanigans, political shenanigans, and sexual shenanigans.
You know, most of those shenanigans sound kind of boring.
But how many times can we say that word? When you look up shenanigan, you will then find a whole list of synonyms, one of which is the word skullduggery.
That's a cool word.
That is a really cool word. It actually, is it a word you use?
I don't think it is, but I really like the way it sounds.
And I would recognize it. I think I'm going to try to get it more in my active vocabulary now. This word probably, from what we can tell, goes back to the Scottish word skullduggery and then shows up in the mid-19th century, meaning trickery or underhanded dealings. You can see why people think it's a synonym of shenanigan. I was fascinated to see that skullduggery was also the word of the day for Merriam-Webster, this time in 2015. And I thought, what was going on in 2015 that skullduggery would be the word of the day? And it turns out that the word skullduggery was being used to refer to the New England Patriots.
Oh, no.
This is around the time of Deflategate.
That's right.
And other skullduggery that was going on in the football world. But I will say, thinking about shenanigans and skullduggery, that when things get serious, I think we should use more serious words. That shenanigans, skullduggery, there is a connotation, sort of a lighter connotation to them. And when we're talking about real misdeeds, I think we should use different words.
Well, since it's the weekend and the weekend is a time for fun, Anne, go ahead and get up to some shenanigans today.
Let me see what I can think of.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.